As you've probably heard, LeBron James is headed back to Cleveland, and the LeBron economy is expected to take a hit here in South Florida. But as WLRN intern Carla Javier tells us, Miami Heat fans aren't the only ones looking to replace a former star.
A local restaurant called One Burger in Coral Gables created the Bron Burger back in 2010, when LeBron James first announced he was leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers to play for the Miami Heat. The ingredients? Kaiser roll.
Kaiser, the German word for king.
Kobe beef.
Because Bron eats Kobe for dinner.
Swiss cheese. Onion ring.
Brother gonna wear some rings. With us, it was two rings.
That's two championship rings during his time with the Heat. Barbecue sauce, mustard, and jalapenos.
Dude loves the Heat.
Well,
used to love the Heat.
That was Alex Mejia. He's the general manager at the Globe Cafe and Bar and its sister restaurant, One Burger. After the big news, the name Bron Burger didn't quite fit, so they figured out a new one.
The Gom Burger, formerly known as Bron Burger.
But much like former Heat player LeBron James, the Gom Burger is not here to stay.
Well, for me, it's the best burger on the menu. So I guess, I mean, we gotta leave it, but then somehow try to change the name or just put somebody else's name, kind of with the same ingredients, but different little, like some other touch to the burger to make it its own burger.
But LeBron burgers aren't gone for good either. Chef Michael Simon already tweeted at LeBron James. He says he'll let James design his own burger, just the way he likes it, to be featured at Simon's restaurant in Cleveland. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.
In other business news this morning, a family-owned drugstore chain that's been doing business in South Florida for more than half a century has been acquired by a retail giant. CVS Caremark says it will purchase Navarro Discount Pharmacy, the country's largest Hispanic-owned drugstore chain. In total, there are 33 Navarro stores all in South Florida. Miami Herald business reporter Hannah Sampson says despite the acquisition, the familiar chain will not disappear.
CVS says that they are going to keep Navarro stores open under the same brand. It has loyalty from Hispanic consumers. And they say they plan to keep the same product mix and hopefully learn from their counterparts at Navarro how to effectively merchandise and market to that community.
The Navarro family started the chain in Havana in 1940 and moved it to Little Havana in 1961. CVS did not disclose financial details of the deal, but did say it is a push to tap into the Hispanic market, the fastest growing demographic in the United States. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.